Well now, what do we have here? A fragile dove stuck in a trap. Whoever would do such a thing to so lovely a creature? Why don't you take a guess, Angel? What could possibly have the power to corrupt such a holy sight? Say it again. I loved that hint of fear. Don't tell me you came here without expecting trouble. That'd be disappointing, even by normal angelic standards. Struggle all you like, dove. Maybe try some of that holy power while you're at it. Well, I'm waiting. Oh, that's right. You can't. Oh no. It isn't because of the chain, sweetheart. It's because of me. You're in my territory. And I'm no ordinary demon. By that look on your face, you're starting to realize just how over your head you are. Oh dear. What's that phrase those holy suck-ups like to say to mortals? Ah, yes. Be not afraid. Now tell me, lost dove, what brings such a pretty thing to a place like this? Ah, how sweet. So you are one of those who seek to reclaim even the smallest shred of once sacred ground. A task normally reserved for the lower caste of the great hosts. Such a noble goal. Full of good intentions, and laced with such predictable hubris. Oh, me? Well, it's true that such a small, out-of-the-way church should be beyond the interest of someone as powerful as I am. I don't have any real reason to have claimed this place, to be honest. I just simply wanted to. And so I did. Nothing more. Nothing less. Which means you must be quite unlucky. That's a good question, isn't it? I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest. You kind of just walked into my trap. But I suppose I should consider what to do with you, shouldn't I? Let you go. Oh, what a cutie. I could do that. I would do that, even. But, well, I have this problem, I'm afraid. You see, whenever I come across something lovely and fragile, Just look at that shiver. I can even see it in the feathers of your wings. You really know how to get a lady hot and bothered, don't you? Tell you what, I'm in a bargaining mood. How about a deal? One very simple and to the point. I'll leave and remove my claim to this place. But first, you let me have my fun with you. And you can even go home after we're done. How's that for a deal? You can't. But do you really have a better option? That's a good boy. You taste so sweet. For all your holier-than-thou preaching, angels really are a breed apart. For mortals, at least. Don't mind the tongue. Naughty thing likes to show off how deep it can go. But my, what a lovely flush you have. I wasn't expecting it to happen so fast. You're not into this sort of thing naturally, are you? Oh dear. Do you not know? What are they teaching you up there nowadays? You think it'd be important to know how an angel's body reacts to a demon's bodily fluids? Like saliva. Why? Don't we ask your friend down there? Someone certainly seems happy. Don't you agree? To put it simply, my saliva is the equivalent of an aphrodisiac to your holy body. And I shoved quite a bit of it into that pretty mouth of yours. But I have to admit, I'm surprised at how rapid the reaction was. You're pretty weak, aren't you? Or do you really want it that much? No? I think you're lying. After all, just look how hard you are for me. Your mouth keeps saying no. But your cock begs to differ. Just look how hard it's twitching. And I'm not doing anything more than running my finger up. and down the underside. Don't you feel any shame being aroused by a demon? All right, Dove. If you're not aroused, then this shouldn't do anything to you, should it? Watching you try to hold in your moans. It feels so hot, doesn't it? Your cock is just burning, aching. The only thing that gives it any relief is my hand. Only for a moment, before it gets even worse. My saliva can work even if it just touches your skin. And all you can do is bite your lip and clench your eyes shut. But your choked moans are just as sweet. So cutely pathetic. Was that a throb I just felt? Oh, sweet dove. Don't tell me you're getting off on being talked down to. Have you been at the bottom of the pecking order for so long that you've developed a kink for being degraded by your superiors? I'd feel sorry for you if it wasn't so precious. I love being right up against you like this. I can feel the conflict in the way you squirm. You want to resist, yet also give in. You don't know whether to try and pull away or thrust your hips into my hand. So much for that legendary angelic stoicism. Really? That's all it took to finally get those moans out. Stroking your cock just a tiny bit faster. Oh, you are such an adorable toy. You're about to come, aren't you? I can feel it. Can you feel the pressure building? Will you even try to stop it? Or are you content being a demon's play toy? Done already? What a disgraceful angel. Back in my younger days, even the lowest errand boy among the heavenly hosts would have been able to resist for hours at least. But in just a few minutes, you're already shooting ropes from a handjob like some mortal slut. By a demon, no less. Have you no shame? Is this what heaven is producing nowadays? Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Oh, don't cry, my pretty dove. Even if you're a disgrace to heaven, I still think you're precious. Here, let me take care of that for you. There. No more tears, see? Just a handsome face. One that, if I'm being honest, I could stare at for hours. Yes, my lovely dove. We're done here. Surely you know what a collar is, and what it means. Oh, my sweet, innocent dove. I told you I'd let you go home, and I am letting you go home. Your new home. I own you now, and so my home is now your home. That you had any hope at all that you'd get away from me is quite precious. Don't feel too disappointed, pet. At least the church will be purified. I told you I'll leave it, and so I shall. Besides, I found something much more interesting. We're going to be having fun for a very, very long time.